Corliss. San Jose, California, 1906. Elder Corliss. After you conversed with me that morning concerning Elder Rice and his wife, I had no conversation with them, brother and sister Rice. I have had the matter written, but could not find it. February 8th. Looking over my writings, I found the matter, dated Sabbath evening, July 1st, 1905. See Manuscript 179, 1905. There were matters laid before me that surprised me, for light had been given me that if some of our ministers could, husband and wife, surrender themselves wholly to the Lord, and labor in such places as the suburbs of cities, and take these places as their homes to do most earnest work, and if they had tact, they would be able to enter the homes and give Bible instruction to those who do not understand anything of the truth. This work should have been done. When one locality is becoming interested, take another settlement to work, and form other parties to canvass in every way possible every settlement. Keep right to the point, keep within reach, so that your home may be opened to high or low. If the home is too small and there is land, then you can add to the small building a room where lessons can be given. I have spoken these things from time to time to brother and sister Rice. I have said to them, "You have a little world outside the congested city of Oakland. We must institute some plan where both husband and wife and their children can all take up the work and become an object lesson. These outskirts are to be labored for. A place of worship may have to be secured and rooms rented to hold meetings. This, if done, will be a means of accomplishing the work that is so essential to be done. If a few can be saved in these colonies, they can do a blessed, good work for others in having meeting places, then branch out still farther into the country settlements and do home-to-home labor. I have had presented to me the many settlements around Oakland that have not been worked. Oakland, East Oakland, and a variety of places can be worked. I have talked this and felt so grateful that something could be done, that our tithe money could be accomplishing a much greater work in the towns near our cities which have not been worked. I have looked for others to take the burden of this kind of work. Those who work in these places must learn how to adapt themselves to do this work. I was solicited to have an interview with brother and sister Rice to convince them it was best to change because their influence was not right. Some things were mentioned that some had taken up. This is the light that was given me. Bear your testimony as my messenger. We have not one genuine laborer to uproot. We all have an individuality, and we cannot exchange our personal individuality to become something we are not, but we have the whole instruction of the Word of God to conform our characters after the divine similitude, sanctified soul, body, and spirit, having that faith that works by love and sanctifies the soul. We are not required to work in any other person's character but the one we have. The Lord will mold and fashion every soul committed to Him, but let not the stamp of another's character be made to appear. If this move was made to another place, the man and woman would carry their own personality to the next place, and if that personality is offensive in one locality, it will not change the character to place them elsewhere. If wrongs have been done to unfit them for service, then let these things be put before them, and they answer for themselves. This dealing with men and women is a very delicate matter. Moving them to another place and changing the location does not change the persons. If men in office do a bad job in accordance with their own ideas and judgments, supposing the ones they are trying to put in another place are to accept another man's mind, another man's conscience, and go because someone says, "Go," that man or that woman may make a wrong move and go contrary to the mind of God. Let every man and woman be sure to have a good, sweet, wholesome conscience, for this is the will of the Lord. And then take up the work, advising with their brethren who have excellent judgment and pure, unbiased influence, and pray over the matter, and then follow the conviction of the Holy Spirit's guidance. But the will and mind must be in harmony with God's will. I cannot sanction this movement. There should be a very careful investigation by others beside those who have undertaken to unsettle brother and sister Rice. Have they done good? Have they influenced souls to come onto the Bible Foundation? Then is there not plenty of work to do in this line in adjoining districts to exert their influence? These are things to be considered.
Because the proposition has been made, it is not to be considered that it will be correct without taking the matter to the one wise in counsel, and who will not make one mistake. Our Lord knows the frailties of every human agency. God and His providence will work to give the places to be worked to one adapted to the situation. If one is supposed to have committed errors, then those who feel pained over these errors are to go to the ones who are in error and follow Christ's prescription to cure difficulties. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ understands every case. Take hold of those cases with all due respect, as the great physician would do, and follow His rule. Not as men who are rough and inconsiderate, and then, if wrongs have been done, with humble hearts draw nigh to God. Humble your hearts before God, and correct mistakes right where they are. Do not make the case the worst possible to others until you go to the very one and open your heart to them. We need now to dwell on that point. Christ has given the recipe to cure all such difficulties. The very ones who have these difficulties and depart from a plain, thus saith the Lord, are the ones who need church discipline. It would be a great surprise if you can find persons who cannot be criticized, but keep their fault between Him and thee alone. We are all in need of more grace and more humility. If our hearts are softened and subdued by the Holy Spirit, and the Bible is followed, then on the plan of the righteousness of Christ there is hope for a reform according to His word. If evil surmising has been at work, then cut it away out of the church, for if not seen and its evil corrected, the thing will appear again and again. Let all become well informed and not indulge in evil surmising. I have many pages written on this subject, but I am so perplexed over many things now coming in that I cannot handle all things at once. But on this point I have to say, for years there have been grave mistakes made by men in office, being dictatorial and acting a part in oppressing others, when they have grave mistakes to correct in their own spirit and manner of speech and the exercise of authority, which is condemned of God. Begin it yourself, for it is surely your need to just as severely question your own individual selves before you shall be competent to deal with others. Unless you are under the Holy Spirit of God, you will do great harm to God's heritage. The truth stands out clear and distinct in its native purity, and all who have the truth in the heart will reveal the truth in their character. They will be just as jealous of themselves, lest they shall not labor in the spirit of meekness and true holiness. They will weave in their unamiable traits of character, unless they are daily under the ministration of the Holy Spirit of God. No haphazard work will the Lord vindicate to be acted toward His heritage, cutting up, slashing out here and there. Every soul should be afraid to assume responsibilities they have not been given wisdom from God to undertake.